Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population you,
Population Hunter.
Willie Hunter, welcome.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
It's so good to have you.
This is one of our favorite people. He is part of the All Negro Wave, and I am pronouncing that right.
You
is
are. Okay. You are.
The All Negro Wave. You are actually one of two black people in the All Negro Wave.
Well, you know, it's crazy. The white guy's in there, Jeremiah. But what people don't know is he had a black stepfather for a while. So
wow. I guess that...
He got step-grandfathered in.
For like, let's... We're like, let's see your black card, and he showed us a picture of his stepfather. Like, okay,
all right. Well, he's in. He's in the way. Does that make Jamar? So that has to piss Jamar off even more, because Jamar didn't know his like father, and then here is a white guy who has a black stepfather. Like, you're
same for me. I don't know who my father.
You know who your father is?
No.
There you go.
Well, look at that, and the white guy gets like extra fathers.
Dan too. Dan knows who his father is, but didn't really know him that way.
White privilege. Well,
Dan. Begs to differ with you. But so that is so bad that like two guys on the All Negro Wave didn't know their dads, and Jeremiah,
the white guy, has a white dad and then he gets an extra black dad.
Yeah.
That's so not fair.
That's so not fair.
We're of course talking about the roast battle of which we were all, Dan, you, me, and Jay, were judges this past Tuesday night, and it is just raucous good fun at the Comedy Store. Jay and I battled each other.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Dude,
that was so much fun.
I, you know, it's so funny because we had never battled. We have never battled on the road.
We've judged, but we've never battled.
We were super nervous about how it would come out. When we did it, I felt amazing about it. When I watched it, I was like, I thought maybe it felt better in the room as we were doing it, but then I've gotten really good feedback on it. So I feel like it was a great battle.
Yeah, it was. It was, it was almost like that you guys were feeding off each other in like an insult way. You never, like, you would say an insult and then he would correct you and then insult you, you know?
Yeah, right. It was like we were, it's almost like we inserted the roast battle into our own cadence.
Yeah.
And I think people dug that because it just felt different than anything else.
It's just so great what you do in the roast battle as part of the wave is you guys really jump in after a joke is told and punctuate it. You guys have to think very fast on your feet and then create a whole scene.
A physical thing.
Without ever talking about it beforehand. It's a lot of trust. We just love watching you do what you do, and which is why we thought you'd be perfect for this mini episode of Dumb People Town. We get great stories sent to us by our dumb ears on the ground. God bless them, our townies. Yeah. Thank you, townies. We have a great story. Let's jump into one right now, Daniel.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I want to say before we get into this,
let's do it.
Thank you to everybody who's become a founding member of our Drip campaign. We are soon going to announce a couple surprises you're going to get for being one of those. So head over to the Facebook page or Twitter, at DPT Podcast.
We are on our way to getting Jan Flato his money back, and you guys are
supporting. We need a lot more of you to participate, but to those who have participated, we are going to start to shout you out on these shows. So thank you.
All right, here we go. Sent in by Tantrum Dan at Tantrum Dan.
Tantrum Dan sent in before.
Oh,
and he gets mad when you don't send it.
Yeah, right? He'll throw it.
It does sound like a sexual thing, too.
A Tantrum Dan?
Yeah, Tantrum Dan. He went all night. He tantrumed all night.
That'd be tantric.
Oh, I'm sorry, tantric Dan.
And but he went all night bitching, man.
He has a tantric tantrum, which is when he gets mad, but he holds it in.
And he's sexually aroused.
He really draws it out over and over and a long time before he finishes.
That's what Sting does.
There's a lot in this first sentence. A knife wielding, deputy punching, Summerfield woman was arrested early Monday morning. That's a Monday morning.
Monday morning.
After an argument over a television's volume resulted in a call for help.
Okay. So this is clearly a woman who gets told to do things all the time, and she has had enough.
Oh, so you're saying she was playing the TV too loud.
Oh, I think she was mad.
I think she was trying to watch The Price is Right.
Yep. Right?
And Drew! Get him, Drew!
I can't hear this. Lower.
And he wanted to watch SportsCenter, so
they
I can
they
see.
They got into it.
The knife comes out. The cops get called.
A Marion County Sheriff's deputy was called to the Summerfield mobile home in the 3,000 block of Southeast 142nd Lane. That's a lot of big numbers.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. Put that on
the
walking tour.
You're on the 3,000 block of Southeast 142nd Lane.
Jesus.
That's not even a part of any city.
By the way, I could not find that with Google Maps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where is that? If someone's just like, it's Meth Town.
I can tell you.
It's Meth Town. It's out by that
Based on that address alone, I know that that is nowhere near the Walmart.
No.
That is a long
It's definitely under some power lines, though.
Oh, yeah, that make noise. Those kinds.
You just all day long, like, I can't sleep if I don't hear
that constant. Oh, I always worry when I'm walking past those. I'm
right?
Like, I got cancer, right?
Like, it's basically, essentially, it's like an open microwave that's turned on.
Yes. This all happened around 1:20 a.m. After the dispute.
I'm going to go ahead and say this started Saturday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Through Sunday.
Well, if you're mad about TV volume, I'm going to say this started about 6 years ago.
Yes.
And she's had enough.
Enough.
This woman has had enough.
This is what I love, too. After the dispute, these two words that end the sentence are dumb people town in a nutshell. Quickly escalated. That's Willie, that's like every story. At some point, someone quickly escalates something.
Yeah. Yes.
Nothing.
Whether
ever,
it's their drinking ever, or their anger.
Like nothing
speed.
Ever escalates at
gradually.
The steady pace that it needs to escalate.
Yeah, that ramped up normally.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That felt good.
A woman at the home mm-hmm. told the deputy. Her roommate.
Are we calling it a home? It is a trailer.
How'd you know?
It's mobile. It's a mobile home.
And how about a woman in the vehicle?
Oh, I did say mobile home already.
A woman in the vehicle.
Yes. A woman in the parked home mm-hmm. told the deputy, her roommate, ready for this name?
Let's hear the name.
There's a thing, Willie. You probably do this too. You're a great comic. You can talk like a person only by hearing their name.
Like, yes. If you hear their name,
you're like, I can tell you a lot about that person.
Yeah, yeah,
ready
yeah.
for this one?
Oh, boy.
With a Y. Christina Louise Ondecker.
This woman does not own a shirt that isn't a crop top.
CLO, motherfucker. I'm CLO.
I left an Ondecker in that toilet over there. What does that mean?
If there's a guy that she's sleeping with and there's another guy, he's
the
on the Ondecker circle.
Yeah, right?
Christina with a Y. She definitely like chews tobacco.
Yeah,
yeah.
She spits a lot.
How about our friend Christina Hutchinson? She's Christina with a Y.
She, but a K too, right?
K and a Y. There's another Y.
She's like artisanal Christina.
Right, exactly.
She's compared
Hutch.
To this woman.
She's Hutch.
This woman is, I will spit while I'm talking in a room. Like, I don't even have to be outside.
I don't have to be outside. She has spit on a carpet.
She spit on carpet. 100%.
That shit will make its way in there.
Also, with the last name Ondecker, your dad has to be Bob, right? Bob Ondecker.
Bob Ondecker. Or Don.
Ondecker.
Donnie Ondecker.
Bob Ondecker Cars, Don Ondecker Insurance.
It's Bob Ondecker Chevrolet.
And you know what? Christina has neither one.
Nope, no.
Yeah.
Neither a car nor insurance.
Or a father.
She definitely...
She's the newest member of the Wave now.
You're like, Christina, we found a place
come
for
on,
you.
Come on, come on,
There's
join us.
A seat
us.
For you. Christina Ondecker has definitely worn flip-flops to a funeral.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But her good ones.
Sparkly ones. They're black, and they're raised up at least 2 inches. They're platform.
This is what the woman at the home told the deputy. Her roommate, Christina Louise Ondecker, CLO of
Our friend of ours... Our friend Mark Bernstein in Michigan, one of the funniest people who's not a comedian. You got friends that are like, this is my dude who is just funny and he's not in the business and he never wants to be in it. When he was a kid, there was a girl in his school named Anna Maria Sava. And they,
anytime anyone said her name,
they would say, clap their hands and say, hey, at the end. So Anna Maria Sava, hey.
All right, and you would clap.
Do the Ondecker name.
Christina Louise Ondecker.
Hey, there you go. That's it. Every time you
just have to have
every
that.
Time you got to throw it in there. It's an Anna Maria Sava moment.
Well, according to her roommate, Christina's roommate, this is what the woman said, that Christina had gotten in an argument with another woman who was temporarily living in the mobile home. Temporarily coming on, what, 14 months?
She's not pulling her weight.
Oh, wow.
That's temporarily living in a mobile home is...
Well, it's not a good moment for me.
Is that like, that's when you're like, I hit rock bottom when I was temporarily living in a mobile home.
That's or when I realized I needed help. That's the next phrase is that's when I realized... right. That's when
or a track on a comedy album.
temporarily living.
That's the name of the bit.
Yeah.
Right. See we're, right now. No, it's your bit, Dan. Right now.
See right now.
What are you doing?
Right
see what right
doing?
Which I found out, I think...
Someone does a bit?
No, that the person I had heard, I had this thing, you ever have this where you're like, did I hear that or did I think of it? And then you can't remember. So that
Carlos Mencia has that all the time.
Does he a lot? I don't think that's how the conversation goes. people told me, our wonderful townie said that it might have been an early podcast of Adam Carolla's that he was saying that, or on Loveline or something like that, that he was saying that, like, if you're ever using the words right now, your life is not
might
going
have been
well.
Him. Might
yeah.
have been him.
Yeah.
And that makes sense because you're qualifying, like, what it should, what it, you're
where
not living up to
the
what
ditch you're in.
Right.
Yeah. Right now, I'm in this ditch.
Right now, I'm living
yeah,
temporarily.
Yeah, yeah.
In this mobile
temporarily
home.
Temporarily living in a mobile home.
Okay. So they got, she had gotten. Ondecker had gotten in an argument with another woman temporarily, that should be in quotes, but it's not, living in the mobile home. She said the other woman was in the living room with her young son when Ondecker came out of her bedroom and, quote, began yelling about the television being too loud, okay. coming out hot.
These are small quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she probably got to get up in the morning. She's the only one in this mobile home that probably works.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. You thank know? You for having the
she's
balls.
She's the only
to
one
say.
Pulling her weight in
you're
this
on,
damn house.
You're on CLO's side, Willie.
Yeah. yeah. Pull that knife out.
That's right.
and that's pretty nice to get a knife pulled on you. Could have been a gun,
could
but
have been.
A knife is like, oh.
Right.
We can handle this.
We're like, yeah. Yeah,
the knife is, I can run away from this. If I can leg this one out, she's in her flip-flops, I'm all right.
She ain't touching skin with that.
I hope that's one of the fallouts of the popularity of Game of Thrones is that we're bringing back more knives.
I'd love to see machetes make a way back in. You know what I mean? Just make a way back in. It's right. tough to get a lot of people.
So she begins yelling about the TV, comes out yelling about the TV. Nobody
like...
in Dumb People Town is ever like, I would like to express myself, and if you could just hear me out, and then we'll talk about how you
or,
feel about
hey,
it.
Hey, is there any way you can, is there any way, is a great way to start any conversation. That's when you're like, I'm mad, but I'm going to hold this shit down for a second.
Yeah.
Is there any way you can just turn that down a little bit?
No, we're just here temporarily. Deal with it.
Yeah, I'm sure that those roommates or whatever they are.
Temporary
yeah. roommates don't pull their weight. They don't wash dishes. They don't do anything.
Because so, they could be gone at any moment.
I love that you said wash dishes. You mean throw away the styrofoam plate.
Wash dishes.
Or wash the styrofoam plate.
Said yes,
I've had that chapter in my life.
Hey, man. Daniel.
She said Ondecker then went back into her room, returned a short time later carrying a knife, walked over to the TV, and, quote, ripped the power cord out of the wall.
That is a
now,
power. That's
now
a power.
You don't
wave.
Have a TV.
That's
Ondecker.
One way to turn it down. That is one way to turn it down.
And technically true.
I definitely think she used the Verizon wireless phrase, can you hear me now? you know how like that's just like some people are so mad they just use things they've heard a lot?
Yeah.
Right. Like, which is funny because she still probably has a Nextel push-to-talk phone.
I was going
to
say a Nokia.
Oh, yeah, the chirp. Oh, I hated that.
You hated it?
Yeah, it was so trashy.
Did you have one?
No.
Me either. It seemed like a lot of my friends back in Illinois, in the Heartland, had one. Like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
What are you up to?
Just call the person.
I know.
Mean, I want to call it a high-rent walkie-talkie. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, yeah. It was definitely the coolest walkie. I'll give it that. It was a great walkie-talkie.
My kids are watching Stranger Things. I'm letting them watch it, and there's a lot of walkie-talkie action happening to the point where I'm like, they could bring walkie-talkies back.
That's,
that's cell phones are. Cell phones are walkie-talkies with greater range.
I mean,
Fortnite. So my kid doesn't have a cell phone, but if he sees that his friend is playing Fortnite, he clicks on the friend, and then they can talk to each other through the game. That's
really?
Like their cell phone. Yeah,
wow.
He's like, what's going on, man?
But like,
watch out for that guy
so
behind
you. Are you guys... Wait, you... Okay. I'm not going to gender assign this. All kids. Walkie-talkies aren't cool?
So we got...
We have walkie-talkies. And they were cool when they're like 4, 5, 6, 7.
I loved walkie-talkies until I was like 14.
Because you
yeah,
didn't
me
have,
too.
Because a cell phone is a walkie-talkie, Dan, with better games on
no,
it.
No, we were just playing walkie-talkie games.
I know.
Didn't it also seem like all of our coolest movies growing up, though, had walkie-talkies in them? Like, nobody's using walkie-talkies
I mean, I'm willing to bring back the CB. We were.
Oh my God.
I had a CB chapter in my life.
The CB. My wife had a handle. That she was the funky phantom when she was
shut
a kid. PH.
The really?
Funky phantom.
How about you there, Northbound? Looking good, what's Southbound.
What's your 1020, a funky phantom? Come on back. Come on back. I got a bogey.
Okay, so she rips the power cord out of the wall.
Just rips it out of the
wall. Hashtag bring back walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. The woman said she and her son were on an air mattress in the living room.
That temporarily.
Hurts my heart. That Willie, I wish this was a video show instead of an audible one.
Because he just put his face in his hand and just shook his head.
Look.
Oh, my God.
Because the words on an air mattress in a living room
means that's the couch and the bed.
That's the right now of life.
That is the low. You might as well just live outside at that point. I mean, you should just be homeless.
Any three of you have a chapter in your life where you were sleeping on an air mattress?
No. Yes. We had air mattresses.
When I first moved here, my second year here, I upgraded from floor.
We did.
And then beanbag chair to air mattress.
Yes.
Wow.
We had air mattress.
We had three people. And then futon. You know what? I didn't escalate quickly. I ramped that up slowly.
You ramped it up the right way.
We had three people living in a one-bedroom apartment.
And by the way, and at the same time, I'm not feeling bad for... I feel bad for those people.
Sure.
I... Do not feel bad for the woman who had a knife and ripped the TV out of the wall.
No, don't feel bad for her. She's not the one who's on an air mattress.
She's
coming
know.
Out of the room.
She's an insider.
I'm going to say this. She should know better. Don't do that.
Oh, man.
So the woman and her son were on an air mattress in the living room when OnDecker started yelling and using obscenities about the TV's volume.
Good thing to do in front of a kid.
Mm-hmm. She said OnDecker pulled the cord out of the wall and then approached her while holding a steak knife.
Oh, God.
The woman...
So...
You want to go to Ruth's Chris? Let's go to Ruth's Chris.
Do you know that for
years... I'll take your ass to Ruth's Chris right now.
Our steak knives for years, you remember the steak knives we had in our house? They had a white handle around them, and our dad got them from a Shell station.
From a gas station.
We had for years. Those were our steak knives. They were a white plastic.
Were they good?
They were amazing. So sharp. So I'm assuming these, you're saying steak knife, and I'm thinking of the Shell steak knives that
we had. We're throwing a lot around today. Lack of dads, air mattresses,
Shell
gas station knives.
It's all
some people tell.
This is dumb.
I'm from Alabama, so this is like home for me.
Hey, I forgot we mentioned we're clean in styrofoam plates.
This is like,
we just want
a lot.
You to feel comfortable.
I feel very comfortable.
We're getting a lot out of here.
What town in Alabama? Where are you from?
Small town called Heflin, Alabama.
Oh, nice.
It's about 15 minutes away from Talladega National Speedway.
Ooh. And it's about 300 years away from our current day politics.
Where was I? Oh, she's holding the steak knife. The woman said she felt threatened for her and her child. No shit.
Yeah.
So she used both hands to push OnDecker away from them.
That's
a woman who needs to be more afraid of a knife.
Yeah.
You go on both hands...
I mean, that's...
Up to somebody with a knife?
I would do feet in her chest.
I'd do umbrella. That
I'm
doesn't
sitting
work.
On an air mattress, lean back,
I'd do air mattress.
Chest.
That's what I would do. Use
then
the
just,
air mattress.
And then you just hear it, like, losing all its air.
But then you don't have a bed after that. You got to protect the air mattress. That's where you sleep. You know what I'm saying?
That would make a statement if she just went over there and just starts stabbing the air mattress. Turn the TV down!
No, I won't!
Yeah, because at least she would still have the TV.
Yeah.
OnDecker, this is where it gets fun. OnDecker admitted to coming out of her room with the knife. I did it. I did
all
that.
All
okay.
Right, all right.
You got
I'll
me on the knife.
I'll give you that.
But denied pulling the TV cord out of the electrical socket.
I'm not an animal.
That's a person who's realized, like, why would I do that? But they did do it. I'm like, what? So they're trying to rhetorically ask somebody else?
Why did I do that? Why? No, it's not why did I do that, Dan. It's why would I
There's
do that?
There's a shirt. Dumb people time. Why did I do
not
that?
Not why did I. Why would I do
yeah,
that?
Exactly.
Why would I do that, dumb people
She
time.
Said she was upset because the TV was too loud. And, quote, she thought she... This is where it gets really good. So this is what she told the cops. She was upset because the TV was too loud. And, quote, she only brought the knife out with her because she was in her bedroom cutting steaks. That was what I was like, this story, line it up. We're doing this story today.
You know how you're laying in your bed and you're just
Willy still laughing.
You're just cutting
you
steaks.
Love it, Willy.
Well, it's 1 a.m, right?
Yeah.
And there's no better angle to cut a steak than while you're laying in bed on your nightstick.
Or waterbed.
One
I'm
in the
assuming
morning.
She sleeps on a deflated waterbed.
Oh,
so this
man.
Is some late night bedroom steak cutting.
cutting steaks.
Have you guys eaten in your bed before?
Yeah, I've eaten in my bed before.
Like what?
I don't remember the last time.
You know, like a sandwich or something in bed.
Like sandwich in your bed? No way you've eaten a sandwich
yes,
in your
I have.
Bed.
Yes, I have.
There is no way you've eaten a sandwich
in your bed. I have a thing that if they ever make a show, you know, like...
I've eaten a
Jerry
hard
was essentially Jerry from Seinfeld, whatever. That if the Sklar's ever do one, Randy's character of Randy has to constantly be snacking.
And eating in his bed.
Yeah. Randy loves a snack.
Loves
I could see you being like, I'm gonna make a bedroom sandwich before I head up.
quick bedroom sandwich.
Now, I would do that in a hotel. Because I don't get
well,
a shit about
yeah. Of course.
I'll mess up the bed, but this is my bed. I have to come back into this bed later on. You got to clean the sheets.
Yeah. Listen, you should never have a plate on your nightstand.
No.
And then, yeah, you should never have A1 in the drawer.
Right. Unless that's your thing.
Unless that's how you do.
Okay. She said she was in her bedroom cutting snakes. She also claimed the woman in the living room, quote, threw her down the hallway. You came out with a knife.
Yeah. She threw
That's what you're mad about?
Threw you down the hallway.
Ondecker was able to produce... This is what's great. They investigated.
Uh-huh.
Ondecker was unable to produce any stakes for the deputy.
Okay, by the way, already they've investigated this more than they've investigated Tupac's death.
Right. Yeah.
All right? This is like three steps further than they did anything to be like, this one of the greatest rap stars ever. They're now in the home looking for nightstand stakes.
The deputy then located a large knife with no food residue. They are investigating this case.
This is forensically testing the knife.
With no food residue on it, under a blanket, on her bed. Knife under the blanket.
That's a good thing to forget about and when you go jumping into bed like 2 weeks later. This is a woman who, you know, this is a phrase that I hate so much, you do you. I cannot stand that phrase. Mm-hmm. This is a woman who I would make a shirt for her that says, you don't have to do you.
Yeah, she's done.
You don't have to do you.
Or you've done you enough.
Yeah. You do don't.
Maybe do
you
a little.
You do don't.
Maybe you do a little less of you.
Yeah, maybe that's better. You don't you.
You don't do you. You.
Don't do you. Don't do you.
I'm going to tell this to everybody in Dumb People Town right now.
Someone mark that as a shirt. Don't do you.
Got
Dumb
merch.
People Town.
Merch.
If you have a knife under your blanket, it's time to take inventory.
Yeah.
Just take inventory. See why you need it. Even if it's justified, that's not good either.
Your anxiety and your fears are too
after
large.
Undecker,
honey, where's my pillow knife? Has anybody seen my pillow knife?
The sheets knife.
All right, where's the pillow knife?
After Ondecker. You know, sometimes you have to use the weapon at hand. You're like a martial arts master.
Hey, man.
After Ondecker was taken into custody, she removed her colostomy bag and threw it on the ground.
Oh, man.
She was then transported to a nearby emergency room where she attempted to use her left hand to choke herself. Like she's in Full Metal Jacket. Choke yourself!
Don't... It's like the scene in
Blazing
Saddles where Cleavon Little very...
Somebody help me! Help me! And the people are like, isn't anybody going to help that poor man?
He's just crazy enough to do it.
He's got the gun to his own head. I'll do it.
She's just crazy enough to do it. She's choking herself.
She's being held on $10,000 bond and is scheduled to appear in Marion County Courtroom September 11th, never forget, at 9 a.m. to answer the charges. We're going to get out of here on this.
We'll all remember where we were on September 11th.
When she choked herself and threw her colostomy bag.
Hunter, you are a guest. You can go first, Tig, which is second, or third. How old is Christina Louise Ondecker?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Hey.
Based off of everything we just learned... And projected onto her.
Wow, it could go either way.
And you can go first, Tig, or
give
third.
Your
you
reasoning.
Decide.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first. I'll go
okay.
first.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And explain and show your work.
Yes. Please
okay.
tell
okay.
us
okay.
why you went that way.
Well, she has to be a little older because there's another woman in there, two other women, correct, living in there.
It seems like,
and
yes.
And there's a kid. We don't know how old the kid is, but I'm going to say around 12.
Okay.
And she has a knife under her bed, so she's been scared for a while.
Yeah.
And she's eating steak in bed, and that's not our first time.
Right. Yeah. Ooh, I love that you're still believing that lie.
Your first bed steak rodeo.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say 42.
42 nice. From Willie Hunter. Nice. Jason or Randy Sklar?
I'll go next. Jason. I'll say this woman is 31.
31 years old.
31, but looks 49.
Colostomy bag, she is 54 and will die in 2 years.
All right.
I'll add that to it.
I'm going to tell you right now, one of you is only 2 years off.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Here we go.
Townies, get your answers in now.
Shout out
for this round of Guess the AG. Here we go.
Shout at your earbuds.
The woman who ruined her own TV, full up on steak, and got pushed down the hallway.
Thrown.
The volume being too loud.
Thrown down the hallway. Make the distinction, Dan.
Thrown down the hallway. Christina Louise Ondecker.
Hey.
Is 56 years old.
I knew it. Colostomy bag was a good one.
She outlived my predictions for it. amazing stuff. Thank you for sending that story in. Willie Hunter, thank you for joining us again. Follow the great Willie Hunter on
Twitter. What is your Twitter handle, sir?
At Will Hunter Show.
And then on Instagram?
Willie_Hunter.
Nice.
Follow this dude, rising star in the comedy world, and just a good friend. Thank you so much for coming on. We'll have you on again. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.